This is Radio Nepal MT ka Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Nepali Congress establishment dissenting faction concludes a 3-day conference adopting 5-point agenda. Government plans to carry out geological study of landslide hit areas of Bajura, Rolpa and Jajarkot. Ruling Rashtriya Swatantra Party launching citizen policy and leadership program tomorrow to develop people responsive and transparent political culture. And thousands of people displaced by deadly Indonesian earthquake as rescue efforts continue. Now the news in detail. The 3-day national conference organized by the establishment dissenting faction of the Nepali Congress ended today with a 5-point conclusion, including a decision to hold the 15th General Convention of the party. The 3-day conference was organized under the coordination of former Nepali Congress General Secretary Dr. Shashanka Koirala. The conference also concluded with another decision to remain active in strengthening nationality and democracy by holding dialogue with national and democratic forces. It also committed to taking the nation forward with Sanatan Dharma as the national identity, ensuring religious tolerance and social harmony. A point of conclusion also includes working to make necessary amendments to the current constitution as per people's expectations. A committee led by Central Member N.P. South was also formed to propose the necessary amendments in the party. Former Prime Minister and outgoing Party President Sher Bahadur Deuba, Conference Coordinator Dr. Shashanka Koirala and other leaders addressed the closing ceremony of the conference. 3 people were killed in a landslide that occurred at Risang of Bheri Municipality 2 in Jajarkot. 2 others have gone missing in the disaster. The incessant rainfall since yesterday afternoon triggered the landslide. Earlier, among the 4 gone missing in the incident, bodies of 54-year-old Uma Singh Khatri and 83-year-old Rati Khatri of the same municipality were retrieved, while 52-year-old Kedar Kharki of Saldhara of the same municipality died in course of treatment at medical college in Kohalpur of Banki district. Bhami Bahadur Kharki of Sisapani and Harish B.K. of Gairi Gaon of the same municipality have gone missing in the landslide. Meanwhile, an old woman died when a landslide destroyed her house in Lungri Rural Municipality 5 in Thaireni in Rolpa district. According to Police Inspector Krishna Shrestha of the District Police Office, 72-year-old Ami Gurung died in a landslide this morning. The government is planning to carry out a geological study of the landslide-affected areas of the western region of the country. A meeting of the Monsoon Response Command Post of the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority held today decided to conduct a preliminary geological study of the landslide-hit areas at Thabang and Sunchahari Rural Municipality in Rolpa, Tribeni Municipality in Bajura and Pheri Municipality in Jajarkot District. The command post has also decided to deploy a study team in the field within 3 days under the leadership of the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, including representatives from the concerned agencies. The team will have participation from the Departments of Hydrology and Meteorology as well. The ruling Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP is launching the Citizens Policy and Leadership Program starting from tomorrow. Recognizing the fact that the essence of democracy is elected leadership being constantly in touch with and accountable to the citizens, the RSP is going to host the program to develop a people-responsive, transparent and result-oriented political culture. Under the program, the members of the cabinet representing the party must visit the central party office at least once a month to hold a direct dialogue with the citizens and the party ranks. RSP Parliamentary Party Whip Prakash Chandra Paria said that this program is being run to serve as a bridge to connect the voices of the grassroots directly to the level of the state policy formulation and implementation. This news comes to you from Daily Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Fiber Internet, Nepal Telecom go back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ekasa.
Karma TV, henus, ya internet, chalaunus, phone burnus, data, chalaunus, sajilota, ekasa.
Fiber Internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone, internet, TV, sabakura ma bharma. Nepal Telecom ko Fiber Internet. नयाँ जडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
वेलकम ब्याक. नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज. Chief of the Army Staff of Indian Army, General Dhiraj Seth, arrived in Kathmandu today on a four-day official visit at the invitation of the Chief of Army Staff of the Nepali Army, General Ashok Raj Sukdel. Vice Chair of the Army Staff, Lieutenant General Pradeep Jong Kesi, welcomed the five-member delegation led by General Seth at the Tribhuvan International Airport. According to the Nepali Army Directorate of Public Relations and Information, General Seth is scheduled to be conferred the rank of Honorary General of the Nepali Army by President Ramchandra Pawal at a special ceremony to be held on Monday. You are listening to Radio Nepal's FM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Around 5,000 people have been displaced by a powerful earthquake in Indonesia that has caused at least 53 fatalities. According to the BBC, rescuers continue to search for the survivors of the shallow magnitude 7.7 quake which struck the island of Flores shortly before 5 local time on Saturday. The National Disaster Management Agency, BNPB, said preliminary reports indicate that more than 900 homes and hundreds of other buildings have been severely damaged by the tremor and 341 subsequent aftershocks. The initial earthquake, which occurred just 15 kilometers below the surface, was the Southeast Asian nation's deadliest since 2022, when hundreds of people were killed in West Java. 12 people were killed and dozens more injured when a bus carrying police pilgrims veered up a Hungarian motorway and into a ditch. The BBC cited police as saying that the bus overturned after coming up the M3 motorway, which connects Hungary's capital Budapest with the northeastern city of Nyíregyháza at around 1 local time on Sunday. Officers believe that the driver fell asleep at the wheel. He has been taken into custody. 35 out of the 57 passengers and two drivers on board have been rescued and firefighters so far, state media reports. According to Hungarian news agency MTI, emergency services had been attempting to lift the rear axle of the 24-ton bus to remove the people trapped underneath before cranes arrived to lift the whole vehicle. Now the general forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions across the country. Moderate or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan regions. Moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is also likely in many places in the hilly regions of Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhapashim provinces and in some places in the hilly regions of Kusi and Bagmati provinces. Likewise, moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at many places in the Terai region of Lumbini and Sudhapashchim provinces, at some places in the Terai regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at a few places in Madhes province and the Terai region of Kusi province. Similarly, heavy rainfall is also likely at one or two places in the hilly regions of Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhapashchim provinces and the Terai regions of Lumbini and Sudhapashchim provinces. Very heavy rainfall is also likely at one or two places in the hilly and Terai regions of Sudhapashchim province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepali Congress establishment dissenting faction concludes a three-day conference adopting five-point agenda. Government plans to carry out a geological study of landslide hit areas of Bajura, Rolpa and Jajarkot. Ruling Rashtriya Swatantra Party launching citizens' policy and leadership program tomorrow to develop people-responsive and transparent political culture. And thousands of people displaced by deadly Indonesian earthquake as rescue efforts continue. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.